Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. Bob Connell, thank you so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We have three guests with us today, and starting with Jerry Holmes, because Jerry, this was your idea, and you have a couple other guests along with us today.
You bet. We're sure glad to have Mayor Jimmy Clark and Senator Missy Irwin here helping sponsor this very needed event, Bob.
Talking about the Senior Center here in Heber Springs, which Elma Smith has been on the radio many times, and we've done many things in promoting this center along with Sharon Brown, but it's dear to your heart because you have some reasons that you really keep seniors at the top of your mind.
Oh, you bet, Bob. I was raised by my step-grandparents. They stepped in and took me when I was 3 years old, and here's a couple of, you know, at that time I thought was older people. I'm kind of getting to that age myself now, but in their mid-60s that took on the raising of a snotty-nosed three-year-old kid, and that's always been, especially after I've got older, you know, I think about that, and that was a real undertaking.
You know, that's what I talked with Ted Hall, the executive director of the Erie Agency on Aging for the 10-county area, and I know Missy and Jimmy know him as well. And I was one of the first people to be part of Meals and Wheels. That's why it's dear to my heart. I was 16 years old, and I've told you all the story before we went on. And that changes your life when you realize that's the only contact some of these seniors even have with the outside world.
Oh, it is. It is, you know, and it's so special for those folks. Like I say, that's a lot of times it's just a single person. You know, they may have lost their spouse, and they don't get to really see anybody until somebody from Meals on Wheels shows up, whether they have a meal or not. But just to see, have that interaction, you know, with somebody is just priceless.
It makes a difference for sure. And I know it changes me completely, you know, when I realized that was a forerunner of Meals and Wheels, or just a little a cheap little car that I drove around. They paid you mileage and you had to take care of it. But now it's really, really needed. And Missy, one thing we got to talk about is this is a problem that is district wide. It's just not a local problem. This has become a problem because of the money situation.
That's correct. So normally we would always be able to give a general improvement fund grant to our senior centers. And that's one of the top priorities for me. And when I had those grants available, I would always give a grant to every senior center in my district. Those grants are no longer available. And so funding is really critical for our senior centers. It always has been, but I think even more so since those grants are no longer available for them.
You know, that's something that's a kind of a bright spot for Heber Springs is the senior center, because there's so much activity, Jimmy, as it goes on here.
Oh, it's just wonderful what Director Alma Smith and Sarah Brown do for community. The center offers education, entertainment, exercise programs. They have guest speakers. They have music and games, and they have a lot of fun, and it's a great opportunity for the seniors to get out and mingle with each other.
Jerry, when you pull this together, you guys are sponsoring this and just encouraging people to come and be part of this.
You bet. Friday night, March the 30th at 6 o'clock, we invite everybody. You know, we've got, we printed up 750 tickets, and I hope we run out of tickets, Bob.
Okay, so people can get a ticket?
They can contact our office or contact the senior center, or they will be available at the door that night.
So this is going to be a great dinner on the grounds.
You bet. You bet. And we've got the Honorable Greg Hutto. He's heading this fish fry up, and he's done a great job. I've got to compliment Greg for what he's done so far.
Guest speakers are going to be there. We'll have Governor Asa Hutchinson is actually coming as a speaker, and our Attorney General Leslie Rutledge will also be there to address the crowd and participate to help raise money for the senior center. So we just encourage everybody to come out, have some fun, show them how much you appreciate them by coming, enjoying some great catfish. But let's support our seniors. Let's come out Friday night, support them, and take note of all that they're doing to raise money for these vital programs.
One other thing I need to mention, Bill and Kathy Brown, our own here, will be providing the music and the entertainment. So they are really good.
None of this could happen without all the volunteers, the employees at the Senior Citizens at Wyckoff Center. The salaries are very low, and we couldn't do without all the volunteers.
Okay, and it's going to be going on to the community center.
Yes.
Heber Springs Community Center, Friday, March 30th at 6 p.m. at the Heber Springs Community Center. Catfish, music, fellowship fun, guest speakers, the governor, the attorney general, and hopefully people will come out, show them some love.
Absolutely, and they can get the tickets by calling
362-8141 or 362-2413 is the senior center.
All right, thanks so much for joining us for a special open mic. It's going to be a fish fry you don't want to miss. Let's help the seniors. Thanks going out to Senator Missy Irwin and also County Judge Jerry Holmes and Mayor Jimmy Clark here on KFFB's Open Mic.